We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Again, thanks to our friends at MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. You know, check it out. Yeah, I think you'll be impressed. And again, thanks to the team, Chris Gerald, Alex Cooper. They're the executive producers of the show. Our next guest, I don't even know if we can call you a guest anymore. This is your third round with us, maybe fourth. Reginald Swift, founder of Rubik's LS. And we're going to talk about health today, right?
That's right. And thank you for having me again. I feel like I'm family now. You know, at least family. Get in there.
You're family. Like you came in with your coat on. You're already ready to leave.
You know, I can get myself comfortable. Most guests like to get comfortable.
No,
right?
Most guests don't want to leave until after they've talked to me. You want to leave. You want to leave as you're talking to me.
Well, you know what? I always try to stay prepared.
Yeah,
ahead of time.
Get ready to run. Yeah, it's a good philosophy. So, Reginald, you know, the whole topic of health is always in the news. And how's it crossing your path right now?
Sure. So, well, let's take a look at health in a general sense of the term. You know, everybody is afraid of kind of what's going to happen next of, you know, are they going to catch a new disease? Is there something that's there that people are researching ways of trying to combat disease? And because of what researchers are doing is, you know, steadily focus on innately creating these types of drugs or designer drugs that are not affordable, that can be afforded to many people who are wealthy. A lot of the people who aren't are kind of left in the wayside. So what's been happening is that a lot of transformation happens at the top, not necessarily in the middle or at the bottom, where, you know, you see a lot of these advertisements at. So it's always about chronic care, not proactive care. So what we've been trying to understand from that point of view of healthcare is how can we get inserted into the conversation to be more proactive and develop these devices and develop, you know, combination therapies where anyone from any spectrum can take advantage of this and really feel the yield from, you know, being able to be treated.
Well, what's your value offering in this multidisciplinary offering that you're talking about? What are you offering?
Sure. So it's a combination of things. One, it's always about what we're developing, engineering. We have devices that right now are in clinical trials, and they're combination therapies. We're not doing drugs anymore. We're not doing devices. We're doing, you know, things that can be inserted into the body and intelligently think for itself. So we're creating a device that's much more intelligent than to say, you know what, let me put a drug in and then 6 months later, go back to the doctor, have another intervention and see what else works. You know, it's not proactive in medicine anymore. It's more efficient medicine.
Right. So who's hiring you?
Who's hiring me? More of the federal agencies, I should say.
Federal agencies?
Federal agencies.
So not, let's say, Chris and I.
Well, you know what? You guys can hire me. You know, I'd be happy to.
But mostly, you know, it's a federal agency.
Mostly. You know, we're working with NASA and DARPA and DOD.
And what would you be doing for organizations like that?
Well, we're not necessarily doing anything for them. It's about being able to harness what our technology is and target towards a high level of development, you know, because what the DOD and the NIH and the NASA are looking to do is looking for innovative or creative technologies that can be used in their programs, in their systems. So they're looking for us to say, you know what can you solve for us? What can you help solve for us? So, you know, for example, for NASA, astronauts, they're going to go out in space and they need, you know, these intelligent devices to kind of monitor astronauts out in space because of the radiation exposure. And being able to combat radiation exposure is important. So we're developing things that we've done in our biological space into this space so we can, you know, expand ourselves even more.
Interesting. And they contract you for this?
That's right.
So what's your background again? How'd you get into this? That's funny.
So, you know, I always say, my I always say to people, my background is wherever I need to be. But as far as
your background is where you've been. So,
but my background is where I've been, and that's in engineering.
Where you're gonna be?
That's right, and that's in engineering.
Yeah,
and mechanical engineering. And right now I'm working on a program where we're doing molecular mechanical engineering. So it's like taking simple structures and compressing it into a nano scale or nanotechnology. So we're trying to harness. So for example, take a look at a car engine. Mechanical engineer built it. So imagine you can have the same amount of power as a car engine, the size of your fingernail. So those are things that we're working on.
Do you have a team working for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've grown since the last time we actually spoke when I came on this radio show last. So we've grown to 25 core disciplinaries that are helping us kind of move the needle.
Wow.
In a lot of different areas.
And that's all your staff?
That's all my staff, yes.
And where are you located?
We're located now in two cities. So we have our headquarters is in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and we have a satellite location in D.C., in the Virginia area.
Right.
D.C., Virginia area.
Wow.
So we're kind of moving in some great ways.
Somewhat of an intellectual engineering think tank for healthcare.
That's right. That's right. You're one of the first people that understands that whole nature.
Right. And so these government groups want to utilize you to figure out how to better optimize healthcare for their population or for all populations?
More so for all populations. What we're doing is validating for a specific subset of groups of people to be tested out and validated towards. And then as we commercialize these products, it's going to be used in a commercial sense for everyone.
So what are the greatest obstacles you're facing in terms of being an entrepreneur, growing your business?
Oh, man. I mean, there's like 2 million,
That's too many. Let's narrow it down in the next 3 minutes.
Sure. So I would say is the validation of the technology. You're going to come across a lot of intellectuals that are going to come your way, and they're going to try to discredit kind of what you're doing. But we've been lucky to get a lot of good people behind us. In very smart areas, and people who are very smart to say, you know what, their technology is actually onto something. They're actually onto something. So if we can have these guys keep saying that about us, it's going to take us the rest of the way. The money is going to start falling in. I mean, we're creating value now as far as what we're doing for the government agencies, but we want to expand ourselves in many different areas and to be the commercial provider for innovative technologies, rather than just say, we're doing this for profit.
Right.
We want to change that whole landscape.
Is it a self-funding business?
It is, yes. So we've been working off of grants and innovative contracts that are afforded to us, and we've been trying to grow ever since. It's been working for us, but of course, one of the challenges being an entrepreneur in this space is that you don't get the credit where credit is due. So as you are creating value, other people are kind of challenged to see, they are risk averse. Many large companies are risk averse. So of course—
All companies.
right.
Most part.
Yeah. For the most part. But how do we change the name of healthcare if we don't challenge ourselves to be innovative thinkers?
Right. Reginald, if someone wants to find you and understand more about Rublix SLS, how would they do that?
Oh, you know what? We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, at Rublix LS, R-U-B-I-X-L-S. They'll be able to find me, because I follow the group quite a bit. We have our social media person that, is very active on it. And I try to remain active as possible. Of course, being a founder, CEO, you have to kind of wear too many hats at one time, in one specific day. So today I just happened to be, a radio entertainer.
Right. And I want to thank you for being on the show. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Great.
Jeffrey, if you have me, I'll be back.
Well, everybody, that's Reginald Swift, healthcare innovator, entrepreneur, founder of Rublix LS. Check it out. Check out us too on Radio Entrepreneurs YouTube or Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Connect with us. Connect with stories of entrepreneurship every single day. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.